when to use a hyphen, an N dash, and an M dash. The hyphen is found next to the zero on the keyboard. The N dash, width of a letter N, is found by enabling numlock, alt, and typing 0150 on the numeric keypad. The M dash, width of a letter M, is found by enabling numlock, alt, and typing 0151 on the numeric keypad. So a hyphen is the shortest, an N dash is longer, and an M dash is the longest. Let's see how to use them. 1. Use a hyphen to join two or more words into one. The picture shows a box of chocolates. The sentence reads, "Chocolate-covered nuts can be irresistible." Note the hyphen between chocolate and covered. 2. Use a hyphen to divide a word into parts. The picture shows a badly worn armchair dumped in the desert. The sentence reads, "Don't waste your money on re-covering this chair." Note the hyphen between re and covered. Note, re-cover here means to cover again or renew the upholstery. Recover, without this hyphen, means to get back, to retrieve. The hyphen makes the meaning of the sentence clear. 3. Use a hyphen to divide a word at the end of a line. This should be done between syllables. The picture shows a man with his donkey near water. The sentence reads, "A donkey can be a very slow form of transport." Note the hyphen between trans and port. Now let's look at the N dash. Use an N dash between numbers or date ranges. The picture shows London Bridge Hospital. The caption reads, "Visiting times 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. The next example shows a picture of Margaret Thatcher, who was the Prime Minister of the UK for many years. The caption reads, "Margaret Thatcher, 1925 to 2013. Note, if the word from is used before the number or date range, use to instead of an N dash. For example, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, if the word between is used before the number or date range, use and instead of an N dash. For example, between 2001 and 2011. Let's look at the M dash. 1. Use an M dash to set off words for emphasis. The picture shows a man waiting at an airport. The sentence reads, "It turned out to be a long wait, a very long wait." 2. Use an M dash before a list. The picture shows a variety of ice creams. The sentence reads, "There were some great new flavors, not just the usual, chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla." 3. Use an M dash to indicate a change of thought, often abrupt or sudden. The picture shows a luxury car, a Bugatti. The sentence reads, "He arrived in his new car. And what a car!" Note, use an M dash instead of a colon if you want to be less formal. But use an M dash instead of parenthesis if you want the following words to be stronger and less subtle than if they were in parenthesis. Now test yourself. Should you use a hyphen, an N dash, or an M dash? A donkey can be a very slow form of trans-port. Answer, hyphen. A hyphen is used to break words at the end of a line. "He arrived in his new car," question. "And what a car?" Answer, M dash. An M dash can be used when there's a sudden change of thought. "Don't waste your money on re-question covering this chair." Answer, hyphen. A hyphen is used to divide a word into parts. "It turned out to be a long wait," question. "A very long wait." Answer, M dash. An M dash is used to set off words for emphasis. "Visiting times 2 p.m. question to 8 p.m. Answer, N dash. An N dash is used between numbers if there's no from or between before the numbers. "There were some great new flavors, not just the usual question, chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla." Answer, M dash. An M dash is used before a list. chocolate question covered nuts can be irresistible? Answer: hyphen. A hyphen is used to join words. Margaret Thatcher, 1925, question 2013. Answer: N-. An N- is used between dates. If you found this lesson helpful, be sure to get my free vocabulary builder and add these advanced words to your vocabulary. Obsolete, sporadic, ludicrous, tantamount, skeptical. Just go to goodenglish.online.